We are back. Seems like we were just here not that long ago for a special session, but this is the regular session for 2014. What are some of the issues you're looking at as those that will probably be of major discussion this year, Senator?
Well, Dean, we certainly are still looking very closely at education issues, some of the transportation and budget issues coming out of St. Louis and the recent Supreme Court decision on schools in Kansas City will force that into the top of the list, I think, this year. And that's okay, because there are things that need to be done and can be done. And sometimes the crisis of the moment takes us to the right answers and solutions that might be more difficult than we want to deal with if we're not under that kind of pressure. So education will certainly be one. I've just recently spoken with the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and I know he's planning on working toward another tax cut bill that he'll be working with the governor and with other interested parties to try to find out what we can do there to help give some relief to Missourians from taxation. You may have heard of the Freedom to Work rally, more commonly known as Right to Work rally, that was held at the Capitol just yesterday. And I think that there will be action in that arena this year. There are just a number of things, as there always are. There are hundreds of bills pre-filed, and we'll have to see which ones actually rise to the top.
Talk about the rally yesterday. We're hearing, and you also talk about the school transfer issue, and those are two issues that one chamber says is a priority and the other says is not. So I think we're already seeing a difference, even in the majority party, when you talk about the Missouri Senate or the Missouri House, is in what the actual priorities are.
Well, and I think you're right. There's always going to be an element of conflict there, and that's the way the system works. That's what protects the people, hopefully, from bad legislation and bad actions out of the legislature, is that there is a House side and a Senate side, and then, of course, the executive branch and the judiciary branches as well. A lot of those are resolved whenever the measures are discussed in greater detail, so that what one is concerned about, their concerns can be clarified. Possibly that may raise it to a higher level in the other body, in the other chamber. I think that's a healthy part of the legislative process.
How involved, and we've been hearing, especially with some of the bills that were vetoed after the last two sessions, regular sessions, of the governor only coming to the table after a bill's passed. We saw on opening day the governor wasn't even in town. He was in Springfield. Is that a sign, do you think, of his involvement in things? Do you think we may see more of the same in terms of the understanding may be there, the governor may like a bill, and then suddenly he vetoes it after the fact?
You know, certainly that potential is there. I've seen some signs out of the governor's office that are encouraging on some issues that I think we are going to be able to work with him on. He hasn't demonstrated a real engaged, I guess, profile in this term or in the prior term either. But sometimes it's a matter of developing those relationships that allow you to speak boldly and clearly to one another, and maybe some confrontational kind of a perspectives that will force the governor's involvement. And I think we've seen some of that develop. I think in the special session we were witness to some of that as we tried to work through his desire to see a tax credit for Boeing. I'm hoping that what we saw during that time we'll see continue into other issues as well as just tax credit reform.
The budget, of course, the only constitutional requirement of the legislature. Usually the Appropriations Committee has had some preliminary hearings at this point. Are you looking for a similar budget situation this year as last?
The news coming out of the economy is good for Missouri. It's not as good as we'd like for it to be. And frankly, our standards have changed so much in the last 5 years. Those things that used to be failures are now looked at as successes. I don't know whether the people have willingly adjusted to that or whether it's been because we've been in such a bad economy for so long, nationally as well as in Missouri, that we've just conceded that, well, I guess this is the way it's going to be. I don't think we should concede that. I think that prosperity should be one of the highest objectives of government, and that means less government involved in the private sector, not more government involved in the private sector. We've seen that, I think, played out very clearly in the last 5 years. But nevertheless, it's amazing how resilient the private sector is. And even in the face of burdensome regulations and maybe tax policy that is not conducive to prosperity and other concerns, we see that private sector figure out ways to be prosperous. And so we're seeing some of those results in the state budget already. We're seeing a budget that's ahead of where we thought it might be. That might change some of the dynamics. I hope it doesn't encourage us to spend more with state government, because that typically is the response. And we certainly aren't seeing the kind of signs in our state economy that would encourage us to have more government rather than less.